We're here with Cody Saul postgame. You'd think that after all these times I've interviewed Cody, I finally would have brought a milk crate to do this. But let's just put aside the game tonight and the season and just reflect, Cody. I know it's very quick and fast, but your junior career that came to an end here tonight, what are you feeling right now?
Mixed emotions. You know, I got so much joy right now because I had five great years. But you got so much sadness, too, because it's a tough way to end it. But we pushed it as far as we could. But I got great organization with Saginaw and with Kitchener here, and I couldn't ask for anything else for my 5 years.
You're going out in style. You had a career year in terms of the goals scored, the points you put up. You score here in the third period as part of the comeback. How do you feel about the way your team rallied here against real adversity late?
We rallied good. You know, we didn't give up. It's been all year. We've been challenged with a bunch of adversity, with guys going out with injuries, guys going out with suspensions, and all year we had guys stepping up. You know, that showed through this series. We couldn't finish it off, but it was a great career.
Even as we stand here, some fans giving you a little bit extra applause. What can you say about the fans here in Kitchener and playing in front of them?
It was amazing. You know, in Saginaw too. I had three great years, but playing in Kitchener here, 2 years, and it was great to be close to home. My family came to every game. I think my dad maybe missed maybe 10 games my whole career. So I got to thank him, my mom too. They give me such a great chance to play hockey. You know, it's tough on them with all the driving around, but playing in Kitchener is probably it's a dream come true. It's my hometown for junior hockey, and to play here and end my career here, it means a lot.
It's been a pleasure covering you these few years, Cody. Best of luck in the pros, and thank you for this.
Thanks a lot.
Cody Saul joining us post-game. We've got Michael Catenacci and Tyler Randall here as well. We'll hear next from the captain, who took more time to sign autographs as he came out here tonight, because that's what captains do. But Mike, I'll start with you the same way I started with Cody. Let's just put aside hockey for a moment, and can you share with us or express what you're feeling right now?
It's depressing knowing my career's done, but I'd like to thank all the fans and everyone within the organization. They've been great for my 4 years here, and it's just unbelievable playing in the city, and it's the best city to play.
Your career Kitchener Ranger, Mike, you were actually here when the Memorial Cup was hosted here back in 2008, so you've seen it all. You guys came back in the third period. You never showed any quit. That has to be a benefit. I'll say that's something that speaks to your leadership, but how do you feel about the way your teammates rallied in the third period tonight?
Yeah, for sure. I knew the character in the room, that we weren't going to give up. Three goals is a pretty steep hole, but we got one and the fans were in it. We got two and we were trying to get that third, but it didn't happen. But the character in the room is unbelievable, and I love this team like a family.
Who would you like to thank as you come to the end of your junior career here?
There's so many people, I can't name one. There's my family for supporting me through thick and thin, and Spotter for believing in me, the coaching staff. But it's just an unbelievable feeling, and I'm pretty sad that it's over.
You made a heck of a captain. We're sad that it's over too, but thank you again for this.
Thank you, appreciate it.